Clock. You got this clock. I'd like to welcome everybody to the September meeting of the Upper Trinity Groundwater Conservation District. We're meeting here in our offices in Springtown, and our meeting is also on Zoom. If there's somebody on Zoom that wishes to comment on one of the agenda items, if they'll hit the chat function and let Doug know and know which item you're in reference to. This is both our regular meeting, a preliminary hearing on proposed historic use permits, and a hearing on operating permits. And so we can start our meeting at 2 o'clock, please. Director Watts, would you call roll, please?
Jared Reynolds.
Here.
Bob Luss.
Here.
Shannon Nave.
Here.
Tim Watts. Here. Don Micah.
Here.
Brent Wilson.
Here.
Mike Berkeley.
He's about 10, 15 minutes out, and he'll be here.
Tracy Messler.
Here. So we have a quorum. I'm going to begin with the preliminary hearing on post historic use permits.
Tracy, do you want to do the pledge of allegiance?
We can do it now.
Up to you.
It wasn't on Brian's script at this point in time.
It might make the hearing more chaotic if we did.
Well, I didn't edit you on that part. Everybody please stand and join me in the pledge of the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible. Other than the historic use permit applications or the operating permit applications, does any member of the public have any comments they want to make on any items on today's board meeting agenda? And if it's a specific item on the agenda, I'll give you an opportunity at that time to speak. Anybody on anything else? Yes, ma'am. It's on the subsequent agenda. We're having to break our agenda into three parts. We're taking them in the order the attorney gave them to me. Let the record reflect the preliminary hearing on proposed historic use permits.
Tracy.
There's one item I'd like to talk on the main agenda.
You want to wait till we get to it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Just remind me when we get there. Okay. Let the record reflect the preliminary hearing on proposed historic use permits began at 2 p.m. As required by law, this hearing is being recorded. This hearing will be governed by the district's rules, Chapter 36 of the Texas Water Code, and all applicable law, as the board will consider taking action on some or all of the historic use permit applications before us today, if they are uncontested. The presiding officer notes that the notice requirements for this hearing have been met. Apart from the regular board meeting notice, a separate public notice for the preliminary hearing on proposed historic use permits was provided by the general manager no less than 30 nor more than 35 days prior to today's hearing in compliance with District Rule 3.FD and Rule E.4F. That notice included the information that is required by the district rules and thus was posted at a place convenient to the public at the district office, provided to the county clerk of each of the four counties in the district for public posting, and provided to any person who has requested to receive such notices from the district. Additionally, the notice was also posted on the district's website. Finally, notice of the hearing was also included in the notice for the board meeting, which were posted in compliance with the Open Meetings Act. Unless there are any objections, I will ask that the staff include a copy of the notices in the administrative record for this hearing. Are there any objections to the sufficiency of the notice? I see none. The hearing notice included a list of some 32 historic use permit applications. When I refer to the applications generally, those are the applications to which I am currently referring to, unless otherwise noted. Let me cover some procedural matters and explain how we'll work through the applications at this hearing. It is my understanding that the general manager is recommending issuance of each of the applications today, and that its recommendation is either in agreement with the applicant's maximum historic use claim or close to it, so he will not be contesting any of those today. For those applications that are not contested, it is my intention today to give the board the opportunity to actually consider and vote on the applications. We may complete consideration and approval of all applications, or we may continue one or all applications if an issue arises or we run short on time, or as provided by our rules, if at least two board members disagree with the GM's proposed permit and want additional evidence on an application, we will consider that application. Or if we receive any valid requests for a contested case hearing on any applications, we will likely defer those to a future date to consider. Our rules provide that the official record for uncontested applications may be our minutes, an audio tape, or hearing reports. We are making an audio recording of this hearing, but we may substitute meeting minutes later to serve as the official record of this hearing. Because we are making an audio recording of the hearing, I would ask that anyone who speaks approach the podium and clearly identify themselves on the record. That's primarily because there's a microphone there and it picks up, and that helps our board secretary complete the written minutes. Even if uncontested, the board is bound by law to evaluate each application on its own merits, look at all relevant information, and then review the statutory criteria to make its final decision. As required by the district's rules, the district's general manager and staff have done quite a bit of work and analysis during their technical review of the applications. This information in each application and the GM's technical review, recommendation, and proposed permit is summarized in the board packet that each board member received previously to the meeting. If any board member is interested in reviewing an application further or asking questions about an application to the staff, they will have a chance to do so when we get to that application. The way the hearing will proceed is I will ask the general manager to describe the nature of its review and analysis of the applications, then summarize his recommendations and the basis for those recommendations. The boards will then have a chance to ask the general manager questions or even go through information in the application packets. If the applicant is in attendance, we'll certainly give the applicant a chance to make any statements to the board that the applicant desires. However, given that the general manager is not contesting any of the historic use applications he has reviewed on today's agenda, it is not necessary for the applicant to make any presentation if the applicant agrees with the general manager's recommendations and believes that there is enough evidence in the record to support their application. If the applicant wants to add anything to the record, today would be the time to do so. It will be at that point in the proceedings for anyone who desires to comment on the merits of an application to do so, or to ask questions of the general manager. To make sure that our record satisfies legal requirements, which includes the requirement that information that the board considers to be based on sworn testimony, I will need to swear in anybody making a statement, and this applies to these particular hearings, correct, Mr. Sledge? Not to our general meeting agenda. Okay. I'm doing a clarification for the audience since we have both here. Is there anyone who intends to speak on any of the applications? Please identify yourself so that at appropriate time you may be sworn in as witnesses. Daryl? Yes, sir. What's in your? I saw you were
number doing, four down here on the non-exempt.
That's on our regular agenda. We'll get to that. That's different from this hearing. I have to follow statutory rules for this, and then we get back to our general rules. It's a little bit different. That's what I was clarifying with the attorney. So, Daryl or Matt, are you going to also possibly?
Possibly.
Okay. We'll get to that in just a minute. After we're done with questions for any uncontested applications, if there are no open issues to be discussed, I'll ask for a motion from the board on the applications. Upon the granting of an application and assuming the applicant is in compliance with the district's rules and all applicable laws and has paid all fees due, the district will issue a permit to the applicant. The applicant's right to produce and use groundwater shall be limited to the extent and purposes stated in the permit. And denying you. We okay?
Yeah, I'm muting everybody.
Okay. In denying any applications for a permit, the board shall issue an order setting forth its reasons for such denial. If we have an application where questions are asked that can't be answered today, we will likely continue that particular application until our next meeting. We don't have to continue it, but it may be appropriate for us to do so to allow the general manager to gather additional information or to contact the applicant to request attendance at the next meeting. Any decision on whether to continue an application will be made on a case-by-case basis. I would like to note for the record that the district has not received any requests for contested case hearing for any of the historic use applications before us today. Is that correct, Doug? Okay. However, our rules allow someone to appear at today's preliminary hearing and attempt to contest a permit application. Requesting a contested case hearing is different than just making comments to the board on an application. Both are allowed, but requesting a contested case hearing is requesting to be named in a party in a contested administrative hearing, in essence, an administrative trial on that particular application. So before we go any further, is there anyone here today who wishes to formally request contested case hearing on any of the applications? And you have nothing on your chat box. Very good. Although no one advised that they intend to request a contested case hearing on an application, you can certainly provide public comment on the application you're interested in when we get to that point. Because we have not received any contested case hearing requests on any of the applications, and because the general manager is recommending permit issuance on each of these applications, I hereby declare the applications to be uncontested. Unless there are any other questions, we will now review the applications. To secure testimony from the general manager and all the applications before us today, let me swear him in. Doug, please raise your right hand. With respect to all the applications before us today, do you solemnly swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Brian, do I need to go ahead and do Daryl? Okay.
After you hear Doug, you may not want to.
Well, I'll just go on. Does anyone on the board have any questions for Doug on any of the applications to review? Let me see. Go ahead and review the applications. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. So, again, we started the historic use process, in fall of 2019, Kyle started writing letters. I reviewed them. He sent them out to everybody that ever reported to us, all the non-exempt wells. We rounded up all the folks that had to come into compliance, RV parks, stuff like that, sent out letters to all them. Because of COVID, we ended up extending the application period to accept applications for historic use permits. And then in 2021, we began acting on the first round of historic use permits, right? So we initially put everything into two categories. Those that were only asking for their maximum historic use, the volume that was the largest volume they produced during the historic use period, 2009 through 2019. And then those that were asking for something above and beyond that, or that didn't have recorded production during that period. We have since acted on all of them that had recorded production and requested a volume equal to or less than their largest production during the historic use period. We acted on the last of those June of last year. So the remainder are the ones that were asking for something above and beyond their maximum historic use, or did not have 2 years of recorded production, or fell into the extra that were authorized to go into the verification period. So the verification period was 2021 and 2022. It was 2 years for the district to collect data from those wells to help identify their maximum historic use. Once the 2 year verification period was over, district rules allow for basically this year for staff to collect, compile data. And I believe September this month was the earliest that we could begin acting on those applications that went through the verification period. Those applications that went through the verification period, staff has broken into four categories. This is the first category today. They were ones that were requesting a volume equal to or less than or very close to what they have produced in the last 2 years. In other words, you know, this is the real, the very straightforward ones. Didn't have a bunch of extra information to provide to justify why they were requesting a larger volume. So it's very straightforward. That being said, there were, Kyle, correct me if I'm wrong, 32 permits set for hearing today. If you would like, I will go through them, just the applicants. 2020 Landmark Capital System ID 180P. Aqua Texas, system 001W, Bay Landing, 128W, Browning Children Management Trust, 15M, Camp Crucis, 26H, Charles Jacobson, 181P, City of Lipan, 29H, City of Reno, 33P, City of Rome, 15W, City of Willow Park, 35P, Cochise Holding, 48P, Echo Valley, 149P, Forestburg Water Supply, 007M, Granberry Mines, 95H, Highland Water Supply, 37P, Horseshoe Bend Golf Club, 43P, Lime Rock Resources, 109W, Mike Money, 42P, Lord's Moss, 184W, New Fairview Mud, number 1, 23W, Nakona Hills Water Supply Corporation, 10M, Paladura Service Company, 16W, 49P, 50P, so three systems for that applicant, Patterson Water Supply, 20W, POA Point Vista, LLC, 145P, Raycar LLC, 170P, Red Cedar LLC, 48H, Rolling Hills Water Service, 42H, Thomas Tackett, 183W, Tricycle Lane, 138P, Weatherford College, 142P. Each of these applications, my recommendation, my determination of maximum historic use was either the volume they've requested or a volume very close to that. We have provided notice, more than 30-day notice to each of these folks. Actually, we sent out letters like 3 months ago to each of these folks regarding these particular permits with my recommendation on that letter. Have not heard back from any of them. Notice was posted more than 30 days ago. And my recommendation is approval. My recommendation would be a motion to approve these permits that were set forth in the hearing and the volumes noted for my recommendation in that notice. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Does the board have any questions on this to this point?
And for the audience, the letters he used on those numbers are stand for Hood County, Parker County, Wise County, and Montague County.
Right.
This first letter.
Yes, those are the system identification numbers, and we end up each one with a letter that represents the county to help us keep track.
It's not a mystery. It's fairly simple, straightforward. If the board doesn't have any questions at the time, unless there's any objection, I'm going to direct that the entire packet of information provided to the board on these applications prepared by the general manager, including the applications, technical review, recommendations, proposed permits, and all other supporting information be included in the administrative record for this hearing. And I believe this particular packet was over 1,000 pages, was it not?
Yeah, it was like 1,500.
If any member of the public wishes to provide comment on any of these applications, we'll do so at this time. Does anyone wish to comment on these applications, on the historic use applications?
Yeah, for that one,
I think you're on the agenda in several places.
Yeah, for this one, my recommendation is approval of y'all's request for that. It's the Chisholm Springs.
No, I'm going to keep coming back to you because you're on here in a couple other places. There being none, if the board is ready to move forward with a decision on the permit applications, we can do that now. In doing so, the board must consider the general manager's presentation and evidence given at the hearing and the criteria in Chapter 36 and in the district's rules for granting or denying a permit application. Do I have a motion to take action on any of these applications or them as a whole?
So I'll make that motion.
Tim Beachy, you're seconding. How's that? And for the record show, Director Watts made the motion. Director Micah seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. And show that we've concluded this at 2:19.